This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Yeah, and the Lakers, playing without LeBron James, Dennis Schroeder, and Talen Horton-Tucker, have apparently lost Anthony Davis.
If they don't have help, they're going to be in trouble.
Davis twisted an ankle up against the scorer's table, and he's been in the back in the locker room ever since.
People should be really concerned about this Lakers team. We're talking so much about the Nets, but the real concern has to be the Lakers.
Oh, did things go from bad to worse for the Lakers last night? And what's going to happen tonight in what feels like a must-win for the Lakers? The other in the East, you got the Nets, and they're struggling all of a sudden. What's happening there? But maybe it's a good thing for the Nets. Happy Friday, everybody. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. The number to call in, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What's up, Sizzle?
Oh, maintaining. Don't worry, all is well. Once Anthony Davis comes back,
sure.
And once LeBron James comes back, he's going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I remember like the folklore of like guys like Joe Montana. I remember the folklore of guys like Steve Young. I remember the folklore of like some of our greatest athletes of all time, because they always defied the odds until they didn't. And you never know what insurmountable task that they're going to finally run into and crash and burn. But it just kind of feels like, it kind of seems like, and that's why we talked so much last year about the bubble, how important it was for LeBron to get a championship in the bubble, because the West was coming. Right? Because the West was coming. Mm-hmm. And we assumed this year that it would have been the Golden State Warriors with Klay that would have been that equal that they can look at.
Right.
But man, whoever saw the Denver Nuggets without their superstar, and now this guy that I always said was a superstar in Porter, because I just love his swag. Sometimes it's like an arrogance that comes when you know that you're above everybody else.
He has that.
And now he's been able to do that. He thinks as highly of himself as anybody in the world. Nobody, maybe outside his mom, thinks he's the greatest player in the world. He really, truly believes it. And sometimes, you know, he who says he can't are both usually right. And this guy thinks he's one of the best, and he's proven it. But then you look at Utah, the team that we always overlook because they're a model of consistency. Man, they're a legitimate threat this year. And Pandemic P, without the spotlight on him, is shining bright. It's so crazy. I've never seen somebody shine so great in the darkness before. I don't know if it's the new Kawhi, Steve Madden imitation braids going on that he got going on or what it is, but he seems at peace and comfortable, and he seems focused on proving the doubters. Everybody who made fun of him for not being able to perform in the bubble and not be able to, you know, silence the outside noise. And now you're looking at, man, look at the gauntlet that the Lakers have to go through. And once again, man, I tell you, once something goes wrong, everything goes wrong. I tell you about compensation all the time. Yesterday when Anthony Davis stepped on the back of the scorers table, I thought, uh-oh.
Ankle.
He twisted his ankle or he hurt the same leg that had the Achilles and maybe just a pinch that's going to create some inflammation. But no, his back?
That came later, so he missed the whole second half of last night's 24-point loss to the Clippers. Now, the Clippers, by winning, stay in the third seed in the West, but barely. The Nuggets are right there behind them, a half game off them. And the Nuggets play the Nets tomorrow on Saturday. We'll talk about the Nets in a moment and where they're at right now, because they're going through something they haven't done all season as well. But for the Lakers, it dropped them to 37-29, which, by the way, same record as the Knicks. But also as the Portland Trail Blazers, who are in the seventh seed. Why does that matter? They play each other tonight. 10 o'clock Eastern on ESPN, a nationally televised game.
You said we could have a flippy flop.
You could. We could wake up Saturday morning, and the Lakers could be in the 7-10 bracket. Now, there's still five games left after tonight. They still have a couple of games later on, like towards the end of the season. But they finish with a weird trip. They've got to go to Indiana next Saturday.
Not easy.
And then at Pelicans to finish the season in a back-to-back on Sunday.
I mean,
so think about that. And if you are in the 7-10, you go back to L.A., you get a day or two off, and then you got to play in the 7-8 game.
Right. I mean, listen, how
no often, time off, no rest for the
exactly.
Weary.
How, you know, LeBron isn't, you know, scheduled to play in back-to-back games. But right now, if they lose tonight, you can't assume anything. right? And remember we were saying, oh, man, well, the Knicks, you know, they got a tough West Coast swing. They got to go face the Lake Show. I mean, man, with the way that the Knicks play.
That's Tuesday night.
Yeah, with the way that the Knicks play, right? And the way that Anthony Davis back, lower extremities are feeling, LeBron James, man, if you get a little extra physical with them, they might pull them out. They might pull them out the game. Or you might re-aggravate something, right? Mm-hmm. Just by playing hard. So you're going to have to watch, you know, Anthony Davis' minutes. Because now what happens is, now he's coming back and he was just getting into a groove, but it's the muscle endurance isn't there. Right, so the running, and it's not like I tell you all the time, it's not the first time you play, it's the second time you play, mm-hmm. right? Because you can't loosen, it doesn't loosen up a little bit. And the fact that his back is hurting tells me that the Achilles makes the calf tight, and the calf makes the hamstring tight. And the hamstring attaches in the lower back, and it throws your pelvis off.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden his back hurts. Listen, this is bad news, because he took 2 months off, and you want him fully healthy. Newsflash, you never get fully healthy. And you're always in the back of your mind concerned that maybe, just maybe, that Achilles is on borrowed time.
That is not a good sign at all. Now, again, you know, you already have LeBron compromised, and LeBron's already said that he doesn't feel he's ever going to be 100% when it comes to when he does come back.
Can we start calling him Drama King?
For the playoffs. But here's Anthony Davis. As we talked about, I mean, the challenge is ahead for the Lakers. You want to stay out of the 7-10. That might not happen. They're in a back-to-back tonight in Portland. Anthony Davis said he believes he should be okay to give it a go, but he won't know, of course, till he gets out of that hotel bed after that flight up to Portland. But here's Anthony Davis talking about the Lakers and their mentality right now.
I know the spirit in the locker room is still high. I mean, guys came in after the game and said, put it behind us. We got number the ball. So guys are still great with their minds and their spirit about, you know, the rest of the season, and obviously the Friday football playoffs will be quiet, and tomorrow's probably the biggest game, that's the easiest game. So, you know, guys are still optimistic, and we're still fighting, and guys' spirits are still high.
Yeah, the mentality, of course, has to be that way. You do believe in your team, and you believe that you're going to stay competitive. They do, like I mentioned, at the end of the season, they play the Rockets, who are pretty much done. You play, you play, as I told you, Indiana, and if you've seen what's going on with the Pacer team right now, they got assistant coaches fighting players. They got a mess right now, that team. And they're still trying to make the 7-10 themselves.
Right.
And then you have the Pelicans, who by game 82, or 72, will they already know that they're out? And would Zion play? Would he not play? Like, what is that going to be? So you don't know what that game's going to be. So still plenty of opportunity for the Lakers to avoid the 7-10.
But they can lose four straight.
But if you lose, well, you've got the Suns, you got the Knicks,
yep,
and obviously you have Trailblazers.
That can be four straight.
Because they lost last night. It's fair to say. Now, remember, that Knicks game is the end of a six-game road trip for the Knicks.
Getaway games,
never really good for the road team.
I get that, though. But who's going to be on?
Well, who's going to play?
Who's going to play for the Lakers?
It's a great question. But why tonight is so important, though, for the Lakers is that Portland and the Lakers have split so far. This is the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
you lose this game. Not only do you fall to seventh, you also lose that tiebreaker. So even if Portland, who you know is also trying to stay out of 7-10, and they got some talent, obviously Dame Lillard being the lead.
Nurkic came back, right?
Yeah, they're almost at full health. You get them, you finish with a tie with them, you are in the 7-10 regardless.
Yeah.
So that's what makes tonight's game that important, and that's what makes it really, again, that game that I'm watching. Like, you're watching this game.
Have you given up? Like, I know sometimes.
I want to see Anthony Davis if he goes on the court. If he says, I'm going to fight through this because this game's too important, or does he sit it out, and now you've got your subs trying to win you a big game?
How important is he to you, right? Like, we saw Kevin Durant wasn't healthy, and he say, this was important, right? Because it was the playoffs.
Well, that was the finals.
Right, it was the finals, right? It was the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if this is like a do-or-die thing, like they're trying to say, we have to stay out of this at all accounts because we have to get healthy. We need the rest. We need the rest, right? We need the treatment. And then he goes out there, and then something
happens.
You can only
rest so much.
And what I'm saying is, if something happens to him, it's game over.
Well, then it's season over.
Right, season over,
yeah.
Right? And then it's like, well.
But if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. If it's going to happen, Bart, it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
But if he's already telling you my back is tight, which I just told you, is telling you that his hamstring is tight,
all right.
Which I'm telling you is that his calf is tight.
I know you're saying it. I get it. Everything's connected. But let me ask you this when it comes in regards to him. We thought, like, okay, you get AD, LeBron now can dial it back. He's going getting older. But LeBron's had to still carry this team.
Yeah.
Because what if we learn when LeBron doesn't play? Anthony Davis is not the guy that will lead you to win.
And remember, in New Orleans, they didn't win. Schroeder's out, too. So.
Well, yeah, missing Schroeder because he's in the health and safety protocol.
Schroeder. I like Schroeder.
I know. Everybody else does, too. Yeah, but Schroeder. It's actually pronounced Schroeder. It's okay. That's why it's got the little umlauts.
It's German.
It's got umlauts right there over the O. Yes, it is German. Hmm. So with that in mind, of course, do you consider Anthony Davis top five player? Remember when we started the season? He was number two.
I never had him there.
ESPN had him ranked as number two behind LeBron. But if you're watching this year
that
and you see
prisoner of the moment. That was prisoner of the moment type stuff, right?
Be a top five player?
I never thought he – I mean, I would
– Top 10?
Seven?
Yeah, top 10, but top five?
And now who knew that Joel Embiid was doing what he's going to do? And I would put Jokic ahead of him now.
Ooh.
Yes.
You know, I wasn't saying you're wrong. I'm saying ooh, like
let's go.
I didn't even think about that.
Is he better than Harden? And what Harden showed us the Brooklyn Nets
he's
version
not better than
of
James Harden.
Harden.
No.
Right? Is he better than Kyrie? You know, you can argue maybe he's not better than LeBron.
Well, he's better than he does more on the defensive end.
Is he better than LeBron?
He ain't better than LeBron.
Is he better than Kawhi?
No.
So is he better than KD?
No. That's four.
Keep
going. No, you said Jokic.
I said Embiid.
If you were picking teams, would you take him or Joel Embiid?
I'm taking Embiid.
If you were picking teams, would you take him or Nikola Jokic? Look at you pause.
Jokic? You talking about Jokic?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, I don't know why Venice with the dude from Chicago came up. No, I'm taking Jokic.
Oh, Vucevic. No, yeah, Jokic. The
you
MVP?
You want to know what? Because Jokic can facilitate.
Yes.
And he's a point center that creates for everybody else. Anthony Davis does
Murray,
not create for
Jamal
anybody
Jamal Murray
but
goes
himself.
Out and Jokic has had, they're 9-2.
He's a point center.
He's really good too.
So I'm going Jokic. So I mean, I get to like 7-8. Maybe I say, you know, all right, maybe 7-8 that I rock with him. You know what I mean? He's that second tier superstar.
How about again? Let's keep going. Would you take Giannis or would you take AD?
I'll take Giannis. I'll take AD.
AD over Giannis?
Yeah, only simply because they both can be dominant defensively. But I mean, I can't count on Giannis to hit a damn consistent 18 footer.
Okay. Would you take Steph Curry?
I'm taking Steph Curry.
All right, so now we're at 6-7.
And I mean,
I think we're at 6.
And we're talking about a dude that just got 50 and 58. Now we can't put him there because he's like a unicorn. Like he's his own category. Westbrook, he's his own category.
Oh, Russ.
Yeah, he just got 50 and 58 in one year.
I want to keep playing this game. Luka Doncic.
Luka, man, facilitate. He's a creator.
Thank you.
See, like you need to be a force multiplier. I need you to be able to create for other people.
Yeah.
Once we try and take you away, because what happens is when LeBron's not there, you double him, get the ball out of his hands. He can't create for other people.
Yeah, yeah. Paul George or Anthony Davis.
I'm going Anthony Davis. I mean, until Project Pete showed me something in the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? I'm calling Project Pete because he's got the Project Braves, man. He look like somebody extra in Good Times or something right now. OG Bobby Johnson cousin or something, man. I don't know what he's doing, man. Like he's going through a midlife crisis. Like, why you wait this long to get them type of braids?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, look, I mean, we can, like I said, you can continue to go through it. I haven't even picked anyone off the Jazz, but I imagine you'd take him off any, like, no, Donovan Mitchell, you're taking AD.
Yeah, I'm right? still taking right. AD, yeah.
Phoenix Suns as well. Would it be Chris Paul or AD?
I might take Devin Booker, man.
You might take Devin Booker over AD. See, Chris Paul, because of his leadership skills and everything
else.
Yeah,
but he's
old. Again, balls in his hand. But,
yeah.
All right, like I said, if we're picking teams, it's all about right now. It's not about who's old, who's young,
right.
and all that other stuff.
He's definitely not number two, right?
Mm, yeah. That's.
I mean, it's
that's two, your list.
It's still top 10. It's two or three that you might take out of just the Nets alone.
Yeah, he's still top 10. All right, 888 say ESPN, 888-729.
What's in the people?
3776. No, I'm curious about that, too, as we went through that. Is he top five? ESPN had him listed as top – it's a number two player in the league.
At prison of the moment,
but
man,
at this point, when we've seen him –
Jimmy Buckets?
Ooh.
that's where it gets kind of close.
Yeah, this is where you start having those debates.
Where would you rank Anthony Davis? It's that South Beach bias, too. It's the ugly uniforms, the pink and the Miami Vice. We don't know what to
expect.
And
they haven't been great this year. They're barely over 500, but you expected more out of them after getting to the finals last year. You don't know what's going on with that group. But we don't know also what's going on with the Nets. So they've lost now a season-high 4 games in a row after losing to the Mavericks last night. And that's actually something that you say, you know, they should be, you know, the chemistry issue. They don't have all their stars on the court. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is when they come in the playoffs. But listen to what Kyrie Irving says about this, because I found this to be really interesting. So Kyrie talked about the losing streak and his take on it's kind of interesting.
It's about time we got tested. In terms of just having to think the game on a different level, knowing that teams are shaping up for the playoffs. And we've done our best to make sure that we're ready to play. But now we got to think the game going against some of these good teams, especially on the road.
It's about time we got tested, he said, meaning like we need this. What do you think?
Well, for me, I think it's good to kind of go in with doubt because it forces you to have to kind of address the issues that you guys are having, especially defensively, being able to get to the, you know, the offensive glass, be able to defend. And it seemed like they don't really know how to close out games, right? Because they were in two tight games in short order against, you know, the Bucks. But coming down and just kind of like off-balance shots by KD and understanding that it's getting late in the season and his legs may be a little heavy. He's not, you know, probably don't have his legs under him like he needs to because everything was coming up short yesterday. And Kyrie trying to create.
He went for 45. Kyrie had 45.
Yeah, but it seems like, but they were taking turns. Like it reminded me of the old OKC teams or the old Houston Rocket teams. Okay, you go, I'll watch. Okay, now you go. It looks like a lot of ISO ball. Wasn't a lot of offense coming off of it. And I think that's where James Harden comes in, into account because he can facilitate. He's such a good passer and great creator. He puts so much pressure on the defense. So I think really to me, if you think, okay, which two would I rather have? Whatever two, it definitely has to have Harden in it for them to have a shot. So if you're saying one guy can't play or one of the big three is not there, right, it has to be Harden because, once again, he's a creator for other people. Kyrie's kind of an isolation guy.
Yep.
He can create, but like he doesn't put the pressure on people at the top to facilitate. Still, you know, you look at those pocket passes that we've seen from James. You know what I mean?
I know. He can facilitating score is everything in this sport.
It's he can like get having, to the free throw line.
Yes, he does. It's like having a great quarterback.
Yep.
It really is. It elevates the talent that you have on the team. Now, they still average 118 a game.
Yeah, but they're giving up 120.
115. Yeah, no, they give up 115. No, that, and that in the playoffs, that's gonna matter.
And because James is big, right? He has kind of defensive flexibility. He allows you to kind of switch a little better too. Because you know when you switch and get Kyrie in the pick and roll, like now you got a little dude. Kyrie can't really do that. You know what I mean? But if you got Harden or KD in the pick and roll, then they both can just switch off because they're both big, strong, physical guys. And I think, you know, really, James is probably the best defender out of all of them because when he wants to bite down, he can. And if he's resting on offense because he's just facilitating, he's going to have more energy on the defensive end of the ball like we saw him lock in last year, you know, when he was on the Rockets, when he was playing great defense.
Yeah.
Closing games out.
What you got to get is those guys healthy. And James Harden, you'll hear from him later in the show, he does feel pretty confident he will be there. Pedro on Twitter said Dame Lillard over AD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dame Dollar, Dame Diddy, a Dame Dummy. I get it. He's Biggie and I'm Puffy.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go to Gary in Dallas. Gary?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's happening?
Can you hear me?
We got
you. Yeah, all right. So basically, hey, what's up, Bart? I love you, bro. Can't wait. I love you. I always loved you. As far as, like, the Nets and the Lakers go, bro, I've been a Lakers fan since, like, Doug Christie and Cedric Sabalas, Nick Van Axel, Eddie Jones.
Nice.
Like,
nice.
If KD and Kyrie are healthy, the Nets win the championship regardless. I know James Harden's a great piece, big piece, and his facilitating is everything, but in the seven-game series, the offensive prowess of those two will outdo anybody in the NBA, in my opinion. I think KD's the best player in the NBA, and he has been for a long time. Barring that injury, nobody'd be talking about Kawhi as the best player or even LeBron. And LeBron is an opportunistic champion. He gets his in spurts of injuries and things that fall into place for him.
Wow.
Look, I love the Lakers to death, but not a real big LeBron fan. Look, I understand he's great, though. He is great, and he deserves to be, you know, in his little echelon or whatever, but he's not the greatest, and I don't think he'll ever be that.
That's a hot take,
Gary.
Go ahead.
What's up?
You got one more thing? Go ahead.
Yeah, and as far as Kyrie, though, I don't think y'all give Kyrie enough credit for how good he really is in the clutch. And like I say, in a seven-game series, I understand the pick and roll, he can be somewhat of a liability, but there's not a guard in the Eastern Conference who can stand in front of him.
No, I got you, man. You make some great points. I tell you what, I agree with maybe 85% of it. You
Russ
know what I mean?
Might at times, maybe, but I don't think he's wrong. I don't think Gary's wrong about
85,
that.
85% of it. But listen, I understand that. Listen, this team looks a totally different way when Harden is there, right? And, yes. And the record bears it out.
Offensive rating when he's in the lineup is like 124.
Right. It's not the fact that Kyrie isn't as special of a gifted scorer. Is that it's like what happens is you see Joe Harris come to life. You see Shamit come to life. You see all the other players come to life when Jay, he makes it easy for everybody else because he's so damn big that even if you double him, he can see over and he can muscle through you and he can take you in a post. Kyrie can't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can't facilitate the same way that James can. That's why, listen, it takes a lot of confidence in who you are and belief in who you are to go to a man that came to you late last. He was the finishing piece. This is like Bosch, like y'all going to Bosch and like, Bosch, we need you to take over. Like Kyrie went to Harden because he understands the magic. Him say, hey man, you the captain now. You the point guard. We need you to be the point guard. We need you making the decisions.
I almost
because you put so much stress and pressure on everybody else.
And that's why I feel like I wouldn't worry about this whole they only need to play games together to find their chemistry. I'm not worried about them at all.
They know
defense is why they need to play games together on the defensive side. There's no doubt about that. So Robert on Twitter said, AD, other than a spaced out pandemic season, has never had a healthy season. Trust issues.
Yeah.
And that's why, of course, with him, that's what you got to worry about. Will he ever get there? So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. James Harden did speak yesterday. He did talk about...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Where he is in his return,
everybody spoke.
Right, so we'll hear from James Harden. We'll hear from you coming up next as well. But right now, we'll hear from Bart and HelloFresh.
I don't know how I feel like I feel HelloFresh. I feel like I'm in a meat locker right now. How cold it is!
So good in here, comfortable.
I tell you what, I can't eat. Chatter. HelloFresh. I bet we all miss a true, real break, not just endless downtime. I mean a break that feels earned. A shortcut you can give yourself that makes your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. And that's how you'll feel with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store, the crowds, the traffic, the hassle without sacrificing delicious meals. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. Go to HelloFresh.com/BART12 and use promo code BART12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's promo code BART12 at HelloFresh.com/BART12. Back after this, your call.
Bart and Han.
Irving cans a triple. 112-107, 45 points for Kyrie Irving.
I mean, I think that what we're seeing right now as we get down to these games, we're playing high-quality teams that want to win for playoff seeding. You know, it's a little bit of uncharted territory for this group. So this is good for us, you know, frankly.
Saying all the right things, at least trying to spin it positive about the losing. Kyrie Irving said, about time we got tested.
Remember last time Steve Giannis Nash. Said that? Remember Giannis said that? What happened, baby?
Not good. Yeah, Steve Nash saying, you know, this is good for us. We need this. We got to go through some of this stuff. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV or boat. Visit Progressive.com. So let's do Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. One player that Steve Nash hasn't had in 16 straight games and really hasn't had for quite a while is James Harden. And James Harden said he believes, he spoke yesterday, said he believes he feels pretty confident he'll be back and ready to go when the playoffs begin May 22nd. And he believes that he'll be ready to go. So you'll have all three players on the court for the Nets, which is something we've only seen 7 games this season. But Harden said something I want to get your reaction to, Bart, because he said, what he likes about his team is they have something that nobody else has. That something, though, is interesting.
Mm.
As much as I love the hoop, like I want to be out there, I want to be out there. But you got to be smart. And for me, it was just, all right, let's knock this thing out. Let's get this thing healthy so we can make a push. One of the things that a lot of teams don't have is talent. You know, so we don't have to worry about that aspect. But skill-wise, we're elite. So I'm not worried at all. It's going to be very, very difficult for teams to beat us.
One thing that we have that no one else does is talent.
Talent. What if they go against Rocky Balboa? Like, the Rocky Balboa would probably be Philly, because, you know, talk about the big bully right there. You got no answer for that. All you got for Embiid is 10 fouls.
But again,
Tobias Harris is
they
balling.
They have,
man,
more talent than everybody else.
That's true.
Now, you're right. You mentioned
how much available talent do they have?
Well, that they expect to all be available. That's what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for this the next 2 weeks. We've been waiting for the moment to see these three guys all together on the court at the same time, yeah, playing in meaningful games.
See,
we're finally going to get it. He believes that's what makes them superior to everybody else.
Maybe, hopefully. I mean, because guess what? Over there in the West Coast, the Left Coast, they saying the same thing. They anticipated the same thing. I don't worry. We'll be bad. We'll be okay. We'll be healthy. LeBron is just an ankle, or it's just a hamstring for Harden. And Harden pulled it on his way back. When you have setbacks, much like ankles, hamstrings don't really get too much better, you know, during a year either. It takes way more time than they may have.
You know what else the Lakers will have? They'll have the general. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Let's go to Mel in New Jersey. Mel?
What's up, good fellas? So, man, I like to just say, this skit that the Nets are on right now is just really a testament to how great James Harden is. Because like you said, Bart, James Harden is the type of player that's going to make the whole team better. Yeah, there's a lot of players around the league that, you know, got a great shot or they hustle great and stuff. James Harden do all that. But you got double-team this man from half court. So that's like giving a bunch of open looks to everybody. So the whole team is going to be better. So that's going to, you know, take off how we didn't really notice that they wasn't the greatest defensive team all year when James Harden was playing. You know what I mean? It's really not going to be as noticeable again because everybody's going to be getting buckets.
Now, you think about matchups, right? And thanks for the call, Mel. Think about matchups. If you play the Sixers, Ben Simmons can guard only one of them.
Right.
And he's really good at defending.
And then
Danny Green is a good defender. He used to be a really good defender.
Yeah, man, he looked like a
at this point in his career.
He's like the tin man.
I mean, who's guarding these guys?
See, I mean, Tobias Harris got to try and guard somebody. But then Blake Griffin gets, you know, man, listen, if I'm the Detroit Pistons, I'm like, yo, you ain't dunking in 2 years. And all of a sudden, you coming lefty, you coming over everybody, you yamming on everybody. Come on, man. Never mind that.
How about this? If you're the Pistons, not only is Blake Griffin suddenly found the fountain of youth, Derrick Rose is averaging like 20 a game off the bench for the Knicks,
and then
shooting 40% from three. What the hell is that?
In the beginning of the year, it was the fact that Brown was unstoppable in the pick and roll.
That's right.
Like what the hell? Do the Pistons just give people away? Then I got to watch
Christian
Middleton.
Wood.
Then I got to watch Middleton, Christian Wood. That's the damn playoff team right there.
You guys have become the Kansas City Royals for the entire NBA. Mike is in Kentucky. What's up, Mike?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right. What's up, Bartholomew?
What's up, Han?
Han Solo.
What's up?
I just want to get your take on what you think about everybody talking about the Lakers running into, like, the playing game and people and the Lakers being worried about other opponents. What do you think about the other opponents worrying about the Lakers if they have to play?
Yeah, here's the thing. If you're enough, see, he brings up an interesting point. We're going, the Lakers might be in the 7-10. You don't want that. But if you're, let's see, who's in the 7-10 right
now? Utah. It'd be Utah.
No, in the 7-10 I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right.
You got Golden State.
Yeah, Golden State might feel a certain way.
Steph could put up 60.
It's Steph, though, but what else they got?
But I'm saying
Wiggins?
But Steph can go for 60 and just like.
I mean, Draymond, I guess Draymond LeBron would be interesting. You really don't have an answer for AD.
If anybody got the marbles, the kahunas,
but if you're
to sweep the leg of LeBron, it's Draymond Green.
Like, if you're the Grizzlies.
No, you don't want to see that.
You don't want to see that. Yeah. If you're the Spurs,
uh-huh.
Do you want to see the Lakers? Like, you don't want to mess
with
that.
No,
like,
nobody
you
wants
want,
to, nobody
so,
wants
so
to see
we're it. Looking at it one way and then obviously the other way just as interesting. All right. We'll keep the calls going. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. We're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17. We are brought to you by Chase. We got this beautiful studio. It's a crisp 66 degrees.
You only can go antifreeze for so long. You ever turn your stuff on too low and then mess around, freeze the pipes? You frails the pipes, bro.
Check our Twitter because I did put up a picture of Bart right now in our studio.
Yeah, just because I got a white shirt on don't mean I'm a damn polar bear.
So that's awesome. So what a former Packers coach said about the Aaron Rodgers situation and actually who he blames in all this. You must hear it. That's coming next. But first, Bart has this from the Home Depot.
It's springtime. You know what that means. Spring makes all things new, and the Home Depot makes all spring things possible. Starter guard, refinish a deck. Use the Home Depot mobile app to put over 2 million products in the palm of your hand. Some ready for pickup in as little as 2 hours. Oh, and if you don't got them tools, Alan, guess what? The Home Depot tool rental department does. Download the Home Depot mobile app to get started. Bring it on, spring, with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doers get more.
Done.
Back after this.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's do some straight talk.
The straight talk.
Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And that straight talk comes from Mike Holmgren.
8 times a charm.
Don't tell the people at home I'm screwing up. So Mike Holmgren, who's the former Packers coach, but also Seahawks as well. Yep. But... Yeah, this is interesting from ESPN Chicago. He had this to say about the Aaron Rodgers situation in Green Bay. Basically, he took a side here and told you who's wrong. And I completely agree.
And a star quarterback like that getting to this point, I just can't imagine it. I wouldn't allow it. It wouldn't happen. But now it has happened. And you know, I would call him in. We'd sit down and not leave until we kind of had an understanding one way or the other. And either, you know, he's going to continue playing or he'd have to, or it's the ball's in his court, you know, because I want him there. I need him there. I love him. Now, what are you going to do? You know, well, they didn't handle it very well, I don't think. I don't know how you guys looked at it, but they didn't handle it very well.
And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. I completely agree. And I've been saying it over and over again. Like, there is a villain here. There is a bad guy here. And some people might say, oh, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's being difficult.
No,
he's being a diva. No, it's Gutekunst. It's Brian Gutekunst. It's the GM. You know, it could also be Mark Murphy, too, because he is also the president.
Yeah.
And these guys are wrong. And Holmgren tells you this. Wait a minute. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Just need some information. Important.
Whatever it is, if he's mad, don't let him leave. What's up? How do we fix this? No, I don't want you mad. Of all the people out there, you can't be mad.
Yeah.
What do I need to do to make you happy, to keep you happy? What do we need to do? Because we've got you for at least maybe another 3 years, 4 years, whatever it is. I need to get another ring. And you're going to help me get there.
Yeah.
So if I got to keep you happy, I'll do it.
Yeah,
if you want to say he's being a diva, if you want to say that he's being difficult, great. But you still got to deal with it because he's that good.
Yeah, they got him under contract for the next 2 years, right? But it's a natural out in 2022.
I mean, talent-wise, you've got him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is they're treating him like Albert Pujols, who we just saw got let go, right?
By the Angels,
like,
right.
The Angels, they hated that contract for the last 5 years of it, right? Because they were paying him for what he did, not what he was currently doing. And they wanted him to break all the records they was going to break in an Angels uniform. So he was more like a high-priced mascot, where Aaron Rodgers is a guy that's still playing at the highest rate of his position.
He can
in the
win
league.
You another Super Bowl. He's still that good. He's MVP.
My point, but at what point do they say – they're saying, hey, well, we don't want to see the bad years of Aaron Rodgers. Well, when the hell is that going to happen? I think they predicted that it was going to be happening this year or next year. But what happened was when they decided to go get Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers was coming off of maybe some subpar Aaron Rodgers type of years. Right? But then they got the offensive line together, got the running game together. But what they did mainly is they finally spent money in free agency and they brought over Za'Darius and Preston Smith. They paid Zaire Alexander. They went out and drafted Rashawn Gary. So they created balance because before they had an agent, Clay Matthews. They had guys that were at the end of the rope and they hadn't replenished and they hadn't brought in any new talent from outside. Remember, the Packers are a team that paid their own. Their own draft picks.
Yeah, they draft and develop.
Right.
That's what they're about, own players.
Right, and they did something different. They went out and they got hired guns from outside. But, you know, they forgot and they thought that Aaron Rodgers was a mere mortal. They thought he was, you know, getting 37. We don't want to have this contract past 38. And guess what? He surprised you. And this just tells me how maniacal, how twisted Aaron Rodgers is, right? Imagine how angry he was with Jordan Love when they got Jordan Love, but he really couldn't say nothing. Because guess what? He knew he had a subpar year. He said, you know what?
every week he
went
out there.
His subpar year was 4,000 yards.
But every year he went, every game last year, he was probably playing angry. Not just to make sure that he can get his team and try to win the Super Bowl, but so he can rub it in the faces of the people upstairs. You know how angry and how maniacal, how twisted and demented you have to be to hold a grudge for a whole year before you tell everybody that you're mad? He waited a whole year before he said, yo, I'm angry, right? Because he couldn't say anything, right? Because he didn't take him to the promised land. Remember, they got smashed by San Francisco that year, right? So now he was able to go back and say, I'm the MVP. Look how great I am. And you didn't give me everything I needed, but look what I did with less. Because that guy on the other sideline, he has three of everything. I got one, and some I got none of, right? Because that guy over there got two of the best receivers. He brought in a third one in Antonio Brown. He had two of the best tight ends.
And that guy
he
being
went and
Tom
got another
Brady,
one in right. Gronk. Mm-hmm. He had a good left tackle. They went out and drafted him with a right tackle. He had a good running back. They went and got him Leonard Fournette, a former first-round draft pick that's in his first contract to go with Ronald Jones. Oh, and just for insurance purposes, they went out and got Shady McCoy for him. So that guy got two of everything, and I'm battling head-to-head to him, and instead of putting the ball in my hands, guess what you did? You took the ball in my hands and said, we'll take three.
We're gonna
really? You're going to give it to that guy? That guy over there, do we? Are you, bro, are you slow? Do you not know what this dude's resume is? So you'd rather put our defense against that guy over there instead of putting it in my hands and let me deal with that defense. Well, okay, that's how you want it. Go for it. Like I was on the show earlier with Jeff Saturday. He said, listen, Aaron Rodgers, he said the difference between Aaron Rodgers and the difference between Tom Brady or Peyton Manning's going to say, I ain't running that. Aaron Rodgers is going to say, all right, that's what you want to run? I'll do it.
Yeah, but you also don't
like it when it don't work.
Well, and you don't know, obviously, if there's already been a discussion about what happens if we don't come here on third, if we don't get any yards.
I'm A-Rod, put it on me. Yeah, I'm the MVP.
You want that. See, again, this is what Aaron Rodgers,
you're going
to
put it against the GOAT.
What he has to say. He has never really talked about it. He only talks around it. It's Barton Hahn brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead.
Lost
Goodyear.
My damn voice, man.
More driven. You can tune into an interleague battle tomorrow. The Yankees host the Nationals. Coverage begins at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Let's get into more NBA conversation with a guy that we love to talk NBA with, talk some hoop with, and that is Brian Windhorst. He's going to join us just in a few minutes as we get into the Nets and their potential to win a title. Who's the MVP? Who's your coach of the year? All that coming up. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN+.